In Chechnya, at least 41 people were killed and more than 100 injured today when suicide attackers drove a truck packed with explosives into a compound belonging to the Russian-installed government there. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow, the attack belies the Kremlin's insistence that peace is returning to the region.
Chechen rebels usually strike in the mountainous southern part of the republic or around the devastated regional capital, Grozny. That's what made today's bombing so audacious. It happened in the northern town of Znamenskaya. That's in an area considered to be one of the few places in Chechnya firmly under the control of Russian troops. State television showed cranes digging for survivors amid a mass of twisted rubble. A man with blood dripping from his face described how the truck, driven by at least two suicide bombers, smashed through barricades and into the government compound. Officials said the truck was packed with at least 2,000 pounds of explosives. Later, a grim-looking President Vladimir Putin told his cabinet the attack was aimed at stopping efforts to bring a political settlement in Chechnya. "We cannot and will not allow anything of the kind," Putin said. In reality, the Kremlin seems just as powerless as ever to stop the continuing violence in Chechnya. Putin had promised a new constitution passed by voters in Chechnya recently would help bring peace. Critics questioned the results of the referendum. And skeptics like Sergei Arutyunov, an expert on Chechnya at Russia's Institute of Ethnography, have dismissed its significance.
"I don't think that the impact of this constitution or of any legal act on the course of military events in Chechnya might be ever serious."
Arutyunov says there's only one thing which could curb the violence between Russian forces and rebels fighting for what they call an independent Republic of Ichkeria.
"Some talks, negotiations between Russian federal authorities and the fighting Ichkerian forces, and some preliminary agreement that would be signed not only by the Russian side, but by all important field commanders."
The Kremlin rules this out, and there is the question of whom to negotiate with. Chechen field commanders have split into loose factions. A spokesman for deposed separatist leader Aslan Maskhadov denied his forces had anything to do with today's attack, whose victims included six children. But radical Islamists, some with ties to Al-Qaeda, have claimed responsibility for similar bombings in the past. Such tactics have been harshly criticized by human rights groups. So has a strategy of so-called cleansing operations by Russian troops, in which Chechen civilians have often disappeared or been murdered. Lately, the Kremlin has tried a new strategy. It's been heavily arming paramilitary forces loyal to Chechnya's Moscow-installed government. But Oleg Arlov of the rights group Memorial says this is a cynical move aimed at replacing the war between Russian troops and the separatists with an internal Chechen conflict. "This is an attempt to Chechenize the conflict," Arlov says. "It's important for the Kremlin to create a virtual reality, both for domestic and international opinion." Indeed, while some Russian servicemen were killed in today's bombing, the majority of the victims were Chechens. And no one seems to believe the decade-long cycle of violence will end anytime soon. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.